climate change, plastic pollution, greenhouse effect, reduce, reuse, recycle. These are words we've heard at least once or twice. We may or may not have paid mind to it, but deep down, it's becoming difficult to not acknowledge the fact that our world has changed and is changing. Harmattan appears and disappears at will. Everywhere is flooded. Rain falls heavily in the dry season, just to mention a few. It really does feel different. And yes, I realize you realize that there is no teaser today. This is because the whole episode is a did you know? It's a green episode to bring awareness to the presence of climate change and the effect of plastics on us and our environment. So, did you know that plastics never really go away? They take hundreds of years to degrade. They never really degrade. They just become smaller and become microplastics and end up in our fishes, in us, through us. They're always with us. And if we don't do anything about it, they can affect us. They're already doing it, affecting our environment and affecting us. Many people are saving the world in their little way, taking out one plastic at a time. In Nigeria, Yubi Matthew is one of such people. The team lead of Plastic Cultured, an initiative geared towards the eradication of plastic waste, a fitness coach, and a quack chef. I don't know why he calls himself that. Anyways, I catch up with Yubi to tell us how he's saving the world. Listen to this.
Okay, so Yubi, do you know that you're like the first male guest on the Talks with Irene podcast?
Woo! Should I get like a bell for
that? Yeah, like bell.
It should be like a bell. I always wanted the bell, so maybe you can give me one.
Wow. No, you're going to get the bell.
All right. Awesome.
Oh, it's so nice to have you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Okay, so let's just get straight into it. We know that plastic pollution or climate change is not a very common topic, you know, amongst Nigerians. Well, Nigerians, that's who I know, or Africans in general, because it looks like it's like, oh, it's a white man's thing, or it's something we're just hearing on CNN and all that. Why do you think this is so?
Wow. I would think it's more to do with our culture, and perhaps I would also think it has to do with West education.
Okay.
It's not really prominent yet, and okay. In our culture, we didn't really later. It's a white man thing, so to speak, but we have because we just started using plastic some years back. And apparently we're not given the manual on how to use plastics, so I think that's why we just think that it goes away when we throw it out. So I think this might be one of the reasons why the discussion is not really prominent yet. Yes.
Yeah. But we do have, you know, I personally have, you know, been exposed to different types of platforms, you know, that talk about it, but I realize there are, I don't know, it's a very small number of people actually, you know, take notice of it. And I guess I'm one of them because it's something that interests me. So you had an initiative called Plastic Cultured. What's that about?
Oh, okay. Plastic Culture is a community of youth who are taking action against our poor plastic culture.
Okay.
So we want to expose our youth to understand the impacts and the opportunities of plastic so we can manage it properly and in the long run be able to curb our growing plastic pollution problem.
That's actually amazing. I'm a big fan of your, you know, your work.
Thank you so much. Kudos. It's exciting. Thank you. It's exciting to see young people come on board because this is the dream. Yeah. We just want to do something that is started by young people that would actually go a long way to giving value to all the stakeholders, you know, in the plastic waste value chain.
So what was your why when the idea of Plastic Cultured came to you?
Well, it started as, I just did not want to contribute to what I was seeing around, because I left my hometown for a bit, and when I came back in, I saw that there's a lot of litter. And at some point, you know, I think my dad too also was an influence, although he, of blessed memory, he was not really aware of how, but he was always complaining about, you know, everybody littering the whole place. And I just told myself, hey, I'm not going to be part of this, you know, this whole thing anymore. And I told myself that I had to reduce my plastic footprint. And here I am thinking that I'm going to find some way to, you know, take my plastics to recycle or whatever. But I realized that I was on my own, and I ended up having this hoarding plastic waste. So that's probably how it started. And then it became like, an obligation to me. I couldn't help it. So even when I went outside, I would just, you know, after drinking my sachet water, I would put it in my pocket, and people around me started noticing, and somehow some people started, you know, adopting this lifestyle. And we have a couple of hundreds of youths who are, you know, supporting what we're doing and thinking that this might be an alternative for us to manage our waste properly. So I'm excited. I think for me, the why is this thing that we are throwing out is damaging to everybody, even to our environment. And it's actually something that can create value. So I didn't understand why we were not harnessing it. So I think this is part of that discovery, trying to figure out, this creates awareness and make people see that this is actually something that can harm us, and something that can actually create value for us too, especially as Nigerians who are somehow, Nigerian youths who are somehow marginalized, where we're not really involved in community development. So I think this is for us, it's a big platform to us to step up and show that we are able to, capable of being involved in community development.
Community development, that's amazing. So there's one thing I'm getting from your answer. You saw a problem and you decided to be a solution.
Oh, yeah, you can put it that way. Yeah.
That's the only way I see it.
Yeah, and it makes sense, because this has always been my motivation lately. You know, I come around and I see a lot of problems around, and I've always wanted to find ways to give my own solution instead of just complaining about it, instead of just accepting it as, you know, a normal way of life. I just tell myself,
this is what it is. Let's just leave it like that and keep complaining.
About people just say, hey, this is Nigeria, you know, things. I don't have to allow any of my people I know around to say that anymore, because I feel like it is a wrong thing to say. We can actually make a difference. Nigeria can definitely change. And we believe that, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. I mean, something that started, you know, that change that they say starts with you. I've seen it in this plastic culture growth. Something started with one person, and now we have hundreds of youths who are actually adopting it consciously or subconsciously. And we think we are moving in the right direction. We just need more awareness, more people to hear about what we're doing.
Okay, you said something about creating value. Could you expatiate on that?
Okay, so we the value is that plastic waste. Plastic is actually something I will call it an asset, a resource. Because when once plastic is created, it is meant to last forever, basically.
Okay.
So, and plastic is, the way it's made, we have to understand that you can reuse it. The only way to dispose of plastic waste is to either upcycle it or to recycle it. You can't just throw it out and it goes away. And people have to realize this, because sometimes
I think we're more familiar with like recycling. What does upcycle? What does that mean?
Upcycling means, you know, use it for something else. Repurpose it, you know.
So, okay, then recycling is like changing it into another thing.
Yeah, being able to reuse it
In a different way.
In a different form.
Okay.
We actually see that plastic is actually all over around us. We cannot do without plastic. It's an excellent material. The only issue we have with it is that single-use plastic is the problem. And the fact that consumers still don't understand how to use plastic. So when they use it, they just dispose of it indiscriminately, and that's the problem. So for us, we see that this can be value. Plastic can be used to do, is applied in all the, across all the industries. So if we can actually educate the consumer and get everybody, every stakeholder in the plastic value chain, meaning the regulators, the producers, and the consumers, we get them to be involved and understand the impact of plastic and the opportunity, then we can arrive at, you know, a value creating resource that can regenerate itself. Once we finish using it in one way, we can transform it to another way instead of just throwing it away and littering it.
Make money from it, as you know, I like the sound of money.
Yeah, you definitely can make money from it. The money aspect is what a lot of people get wrong here, because people trade plastics. Actually, currently plastic is being traded, you know, in the open market. But the issue is that, you know, the value of this is not really known. So even when people are trading plastic, people are still littering. That was my biggest shock to see that people were actually trading plastic. And then I realized that it was still being littered all over the place. And you see a lot of youths go around without having things to do, you know, jobless and not really engaged. And you see an opportunity. So we believe that plastic waste can actually be a huge resource for youths who are not currently engaged economically to actually empower themselves. Yeah. So that's one of the tools that we're using now to actually attract this youth. We tell them, hey, this thing you're throwing out can be value for you. Why don't you keep it instead of throwing it away? So we're actually working not just on, you know, the issue of plastic pollution. We're also working on the mentality of our youth who are always, you know, wasting something that should be resource. You know, we don't want to take this from, you know, our, so to speak, elders, because we are always wasting resources. We tell them, instead of wasting the resource, let's harness it. Because when we harness it, we can actually create value for ourselves and also for people around us, and most importantly, for the environment.
Yeah, the environment is so important. I'm a big advocate of the environment. So you talked about education, creating awareness. What can we really do? Like, how can we educate the people around us? You know, how can we tell them that, look, these plastics that we're always throwing away, our pure water, our bottled water, our nylon bags, you know, these things are very harmful to our environment. And anything that's harmful to our environment is harmful to us, because we live in the environment. How can we educate them?
Well, it's for me, it's very personal. I tell my experience, because everybody will try to outsource this problem to somebody else, to the government, to God, to your parents, to your community. I would say start from yourself. I started this wasn't, I did not go to ask anybody to help. I understand that we should take this on a wider platform, but it starts with you. When I started this, my family was the first target. And then my street, I went around my street, told all the shops on my street, hey, this is what is happening with plastic waste. You can't throw it away anymore. Some of them, you know, complied. Some did not. But it's our obligation. We have to preach it until people get to actually to understand what it means. So I would say it starts with you, your family, your friends, everybody close around you. All of my friends now, except the ones that are stubborn, most of them know that I have plastic culture. They give me their plastic waste. They don't litter. Do not do it around me. I'll tell you, hey, don't do that. It's wrong. So it starts personal. And then we need a bigger platform because as we are going around, you know, talking to people about this issue, we realize how much we need to educate people on this issue because people don't know. The ones that think they're doing the right things, they are the ones that are burning this plastic waste. And burning plastic waste is actually one of the worst because, first of all, you are, you know, contributing massively to greenhouse gas emissions, and you're also contributing to climate change, and you're also destroying a valuable material that can create value for the economy. So for us, there's people that are doing the right thing, say they are burning theirs. And you know, plastic waste doesn't burn clean. It always makes a residue. So we tell them that instead of, you know, throwing out your or burning plastic waste, you should you can already recycle it or upcycle it, and they were like, wow, they didn't know. So we want to take it to a wider platform, but we believe that if it's organic, then it'll make more sense because the government would now try to bring in force. Of course, people can do things willingly when they see the need for it. And we've seen, like, in our own experience, more than a few hundreds of youths are doing this out of their free will. They will never throw plastics away anymore, and they are not forced to do it. So we
because
believe
of
that
the knowledge that they have received.
Yes, because they've received knowledge and they have seen that this is something that can actually harm them. And some guys will think that it's something that can actually give them value. So when we put this across to them, they can now see and make their decision. For those that still are stubborn because we met people that tell us, hey, I don't care, then those ones we can enforce it because then that's when we have to involve the regulators to say, hey, if you abuse plastic, if you pollute, if you contribute to plastic pollution, it doesn't matter if you're the one doing it, everyone suffers. So we cannot allow you to make us suffer. So we have to enforce it at some point. So that is how I feel that we should approach this.
Yeah.
Massive awareness starting from the person and then taken up by the institutions.
The people around you as well. You should be able to educate the people around you.
Yes, that's very primary. I think that's where we should start from. People around you must know. Somebody burning plastic around you must understand that what he's doing is wrong. Somebody littering around you must... I've stopped sometimes on the road on KKs that I've been inside and told the KK driver, hey, pick that up. And he was like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Pick it up, man. And then, some of them comply because they realize that it's the wrong thing.
You know, I think I have been keeping... Like, I think for me, it was like an unconscious thing initially. But then, because sometimes I don't just like throw it. Sometimes I do unconsciously, that Nigerian thing, you just unconsciously throw it. So like, I forgive myself sometimes when I do.
Yeah, you have to. 90%
of the time I try to like keep my plastic in my bag and dispose of them properly. I think for me, when it really became a very big deal was sometime last year. I was actually on a flight. And then we passed, like, you know, the ocean. So I could see vividly from the shore down to some meters into the sea, that it was so black, like so dark. And then you could see like a very visible demarcation from the part of the sea that was closer to the land and the one that was going further and further into the ocean. It was so blue. And I think that was when it really became very real to me. And I'm like, this is real.
It's real.
This is so real. So I feel like at that point, I'm like, okay, I think this is something I need to be more conscious of. I think I don't want to be part of the issue. I don't want to be part of the problem. And I try to tell as much people as I can, you know, in my own little way. And this is actually a platform for us to tell people about, you know, plastic pollution, you don't litter, you don't throw your plastics anyhow because it has detrimental effects to the environment and it will still come back to you at the end of the day. So it is very important.
Absolutely.
Okay, UB, plastic pollution. I feel like you have to come back again for us to do like part two of the gist, because
that
we need to talk about over and over again. We need to create awareness and this. We need to talk about, you know, the effects of plastic pollution, the effect of climate change on our environment. And, you know, there's so many predictions about how the earth will be if we continue at this rate, and truly there's no positive outlook. So the best thing for us to do is to try our best to curb, you know, the hazards or the problems that we actually created, because this problem is man-made. So I'm so glad to have you on the show, my very first male guest on the Toxic Earth podcast.
Thank you for having me.
My goodness. Thank you so much. It's quite a pleasure.
Thank you for giving us this platform.
So that was my little catching up with UB Matthew. It was an amazing conversation. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. So now, tell me, yes, you listening to me right now, why you did throw away your container? Why you no fit use that way? Hit plastic culture up and let them know, and they'll let you know how you can use your plastics well. There are lots of other organizations. Plastic culture is just one of them. There are a lot of organizations that are doing justice to the war against plastic pollution. You can join the fight and be better. Help our environment. Help us help each other by helping our environment. So, tell me what you think. Are you into climate change? Is it something you're just hearing, or did you ever realize that, you know, those your Coke bottles could actually be a problem to the environment? Or you're just hearing? Tell me what you think. Hit me up on IG at irene.hour. Like my page on Facebook, Talks with Irene. Or you like it the old-fashioned official way? Okay, I got you. Send me an email at talkswithirene09@gmail.com. Until next time, don't forget to leave a review on this podcast and this episode. Until next time, stay green. With a green.